We appreciate everyone that's listening to the podcast, writing reviews, and sending out the link to other people to listen. Also, we have now have on our anchor.fm/blog access 101 support where you can send monthly payments of either $1, $5, and or $9. No amount is too little. We appreciate what we can get. That will help us be able to get big name athletes to interview on a podcast and buy other supplies you might need for a podcast in the later future. Thank you.
Welcome back to Blog Access 101. I'm your host, Young Abachi. Subscribe to our YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And if you're on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Here today with my co-host, Bobby, for episode 204. What up, Bobby?
What up, Rob? How you doing?
Pretty good, since South Carolina about to get this W today.
I'm sorry, I call you Rob. Let me call you Young Kabachi, because that's what you were with today. Somebody must be cooking.
Oh, boy. He's funny as hell. But, yeah, man. Oh, he's about to be cooking, all right. South Carolina, that UConn and Iowa game was pretty good. I know y'all was mad that they called that legal screen, but like,
oh yeah, you can't call that close.
You gotta call that. They're not.
No, that's because you had money on the line. That's the only reason you saying that.
I would have said it if I didn't. It's like,
no, bro, I'm not calling that. No, dog, she acted.
No, you watched
the partial act.
No, she was like, she was still moving before she set like
a man. Let her get that shot off, and then I'd be like, all right, it is what it is.
No, that second one, she was moving. I mean,
I'm not calling that. I'm not calling that. It was a great game, though. It was a championship game. Technically, that was the championship game. That looked like it's going to be the championship game.
I'm glad to see Gino go down yet again.
Nah, I got to hate on Gino. What'd Gino do to you?
He's talking about calling crazy about Don, talking about some when they lost him a few years ago, talking about some they play physical and we don't get called for it. But like, y'all was getting called for it when Taurasi and Sue Bury was over there. Like, don't start.
That's a different type. Yeah, they were dirty. They were dirty. I said they were dirty. They were dirty ass.
Yeah, like you can't call the kettle hot. Like, it's crazy. But from a reference point of view, you got to call that. Because if you don't call that, you're never ref in the Final Four game again. I tell you that.
Man, I ain't calling that shit. I guess I'm not reffing that shit. I'd love to be like, hey, bro.
The second one, she start moving. Then she stuck her arm out. I'm like, bro, that's blatant.
Now, yes, I will say this. That arm, when looking back at it again, yes, that arm out like that, that doesn't help the case. But I'm just saying, in games like that, in the final seconds, don't call that shit.
You got to. Because if you call it the same way the entire game, you got to keep it the same energy.
Hey, now, look.
I do say they did get the pay. Caitlin Clark got away with a push off, but she do it so fast.
Hell yeah, she got away with a push off.
Looking at it, you're gonna miss it.
Everybody push off nowadays, so it don't really matter.
No, she like her. I seen her and Juju. They got it down to a science way. They like Juju got called for it a few times for the push off, but it's like more or less than none because like the way they do it, they get in under the person's body and they push them because you're not gonna see it with the offhand. And that's how they're able to create that separation a little bit. But I feel like all shooters do that. It's just they mastered it where they don't get called for it because
it's a skill. It's a skill thing. Yeah. Some do it. Some are good at it. Some are not. Yeah. I think another thing going into the championship Sunday is the fact that let's talk about the WNBA players that are pissed off at this class, this new class that's coming in.
Yeah.
About it just seems like hate, but I get it. They're saying like, hey, we ain't sweet. I get both sides. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you're not going to say they're going to run over it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they're just some haters, and they just need to shut up about this Caitlin Clark wave because she's going to change WNBA pay grades, pay scale, and they just need to shut up and ride the wave. Because
no, y'all didn't bring agree. She's, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. I agree. She is going to change the pay scale. I agree with that. But you can't. I see both ways because, like, it's the way the media is kind of saying, like, she's going to run over them. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like she kind of is in some of them. Now, she ain't going to run
but
over
that's the competitive standpoint. Like, that's some of the old heads. And I'm sorry for calling them old heads. But that's the old heads' competitive standpoint. Like, hey, I'm not going to lay down. Like, y'all think I'm going to lay down and let this girl run over me? Y'all know who I am?
Yeah, I seen Taurasi was talking about. She's like,
yeah, that like you got to see it. Like it's about that. That's the competitive standpoint, but also from the old head standpoint, there's a better way to word it. You know, There's a better
It
way to
come off
say
as hate. It come
it.
off
Because
as
it's coming off as hate. Yes, exactly. It's coming off. It's a better way to word it. It's kind of like, you know, when our parents would say something and you'd be like, man, that sound like hate. They'd be like, nah, it's just true love words. They'd be like, nah, mom and dad, that's kind of hate. Like, that's hate right now. It's all about the tone and what you say and how you say it, you know? And it's coming off as hate.
No, that's real.
But I think this new class, no, I'm not even gonna say Caitlin Clark gonna be the only one. Shoot, you got Angel Reese. There's gonna be a bunch of people where the pay scale is gonna go up because of what they do and who they are, because of NIL, you know? Some of these teams are really gonna get paid, like they're gonna sell out.
Yeah, Indiana Fever finna get a they better start getting a rise in ticket sales with Caitlin Clark coming here, because I don't, I mean, if the and you know, obviously this is why the WNBA marketing is terrible. Because what they really should have done is try to get the LA Sparks to get that number one pick
No,
to
no,
have.
no, no, no. They should have. They should. Caitlin should have stayed, and they should have told him, "Hey, I need you to wait another year. The expansion team out in the Bay is going coming next year. You had Caitlin and Steph in the Bay. Yeah, the money. Forget the Sparks. That Bay, that whole Bay Area with Steph and Caitlin would have been insane. That would have been insane. The money off that." You got Steph and Stephanie Curry, the marketing around it.
Yeah, that would have been crazy, but
Yeah,
I like
that's way
the
better
LA Sparks.
than the LA Sparks. I'm sorry. Like
Oh,
that's
no,
what
I mean, you got the LA prime basketball city.
I got you. No, I got you. It is a prime basketball and it's a historic WNBA franchise. But think about it. Out in the Bay, you have one of the greatest shooters in the NBA. And then you're about to have one of the greatest shooters in the WNBA in the same city. Dog, that marketing, man, I would tell you this, from the youth perspective of camps and everything, camps will be booming for both sides.
I don't
And
know.
then
I
ticket
get what you're
sales.
saying, but I'm like, Oakland cool, but you know, they ain't really start getting popping off to the Warriors. Like, ain't nobody like
Man,
blood
you
is
know, they
red.
would have been in San Fran. They wouldn't have been in Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like everybody love it. You know, I don't think like nobody was thinking about the Bay before Steph and them started winning all them rings. Everybody was
That
still thinking
is,
about LA.
no, I agree. No, you're right. You are absolutely right. But the marketing there would have been because you have Steph in that market. That's the whole
That's
point.
real. Yeah. Oh, it definitely been a good move.
Yeah.
But
It's just like, well, you got her in Indiana, which is also a very great move for them because, hey, she's from Iowa. You're getting people, you're going to get the people from Iowa all over to come see Caitlin Clark.
fact, because ain't nobody else coming. Ain't nobody else going to see no Indiana Fever game.
And then it's Indiana in the summertime, so it's not as cold. It's nicer out. People gonna hoop. But I will say this, they are gonna get everybody's best every game out. Because she is gonna get tested.
Oh, I can't wait till they play or they play Phoenix.
Oh yeah. She gonna get tested. Phoenix gonna be one of those teams. The Liberty's gonna be one of those teams.
Oh yeah. I don't know, but Sabrina gonna get cooked. I ain't gonna lie, she don't play no defense like that.
Neither does Caitlin. They both don't be cooking each other.
When you score like that, you don't need to play. No, I take it back. She played a little defense though. She get a few blocks here and there.
But you know what I'm saying? Like the same with Sabrina, like they gonna be cooking each other. And then let alone what's her name over there? What's her name? They got that big over there. What's her name?
Who?
The Liberty. What's her name?
Jonquil,
From UConn. What's her name?
Stewie? Well, Stewie is small
Yeah,
forward.
they got Stewie. So that'll be interesting. No, it'll be some good games. But tonight, I mean, this today, I got South Carolina winning this. I'm gonna go with South Carolina, but I think it'll be closer than what people think. They definitely doing a boxing one on Caitlin Clark. I already know what this is about to look like. It's definitely a boxing one.
Bro, they need to just start throwing bodies at her, just like just fouling, hand checking the shit out of her, just bumping her off her
Are
spot.
they gonna be blitzing the hell out of her off that pick and roll? Like she's gonna get blitzed.
Cause I think you know the main key with Iowa, obviously, you know, Clark gonna do her thing, You stop the role players, it's over. I feel like Cardoza going to shut down Stokely because she's just too damn big.
Yeah.
Then
Right, wait.
worry about Gabby Marshall.
Let's go to Cardoza. There ain't nobody stopping her in that paint.
Oh, it's not. She's going to have a field day. And I feel like Stokely will get in foul trouble. Then they're going to put Kate Marsh on her. She's going to get in foul trouble. So if they're smart, they give her the ball. Use Mikayla a lot coming off the bench today. That's going to be the spark they need off
They
the bench.
definitely need to play inside out.
Oh, yeah,
Simple
definitely.
say. Play inside
Reuben
out.
Johnson hit them threes when she needed to.
They
And
got to play.
I feel like they got better shooters this year. That's what one of the issues was last year, why they lost to Iowa, was because they didn't have the shooters weren't hitting where they needed to. I feel like they got better shooters. I feel like they went down a little bit with defense. Obviously, you losing Aaliyah Boston is definitely a big loss to
Yeah,
Phil.
Aaliyah Boston hurts. That does hurt. But she's there in spirit.
Right, but they got better shooters this year. Let Raven Johnson shoot. What's the other girl from what's her name from? I think she like from Cali. What's her name? Tahina or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like keep having those shooters. You got like don't you know to try to match Caitlin every time, but y'all gonna need to get somebody out there that's gonna defend. I kind of like Malaysia coming out there, just throwing bodies at her, but also I feel like Dawn, I just need to use more of her guards today. Not even just to play them, just throw bodies at Caitlin.
I'm telling you, they're definitely doing a box and one. That is going. You're going to see various of blitzes off the pick and roll because they're going to have the big down in the paint. They're playing drop coverage regardless with that big. The big's always, it's always going to be three people on that side wherever Caitlin is. So once they set the screen or whoever, they blitzing her. Like they both going to double team her and try to trap her because her favorite spots to shoot from, watching her is the wings. She loves shooting them wing shots.
Yeah, that left
It's
wing,
going.
huh? Yeah.
They about to use the sideline. They about to blitz her. Just it's gonna be active hands all day. That's what Don is telling us. That yo, hands up, active hands. We gonna make her pass. She ain't getting none of them shots up. We ain't playing 1-on-1. We are gonna play team defense. We are gonna blitz her. No, we are always gonna have a big in the paint just in case. But everything is a blitz, and she gonna have to show us.
Yeah, I think she's gonna hit a few shots and you're gonna be like, God damn. But I feel like they're gonna be able to, like with South, not South Carolina, but UConn, they did an excellent job showing you gotta be physical and everybody loved that because they talk about something. Well, that's what she's gonna have to get, and that's what's gonna happen to her in WNBA. And y'all seen she went off in that second half easily. Hater, I don't know why they hate on Caitlin Clark, man.
But here's the thing. What's funny is, I mean, she just Steph. Like, Steph had to go through that too. Like, the physicality of running through screens. Like, I don't think anybody remembered. Like, the best defense I've seen played on Steph Curry is literally that OKC series where OKC blew the 3-1 lead. But they were touching Steph up. Like, every time he came through the screen, there was hands on him, everything. Just like, slight touches, That takes its toll over games and everything. And that's what she's gonna get when she gets older, as she grows, her body matures even more. She's gonna get even more used to that.
You think Carolina, South Carolina covered the minus 6.5? I think it's gonna be closer than that, to me, honestly.
I think it is too. I think the way it is, it's gonna be, I think it might be a 2-point game, honestly tell you.
About that?
Because I think as much as people talk about Caitlin, Iowa's defense is not that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah,
not. It's
Gabby
not.
Marshall. Gabby Marshall is low key a dog on defense.
Yeah, it's not that bad. So it could be interesting how that goes about. Now, like you said, if their bigs get in trouble because of Cardoza, it's a wrap.
Wait, 50. No, I'm just
But
messing.
I got South Carolina winning. As
Oh,
much,
yeah.
it'd be cool to see Caitlin win, but I got South Carolina. Like, if I was a betting man, and I cannot bet, let me put that disclaimer out there. I cannot bet as being an NBA employee. I do not bet, and I don't participate in betting in any such way. I got South Carolina.
I love it. Bro, I'm looking at the under 162. I don't think I go over when the 160. But they ain't let me do the money line and this. I don't like that for them.
It's definitely under 160 for sure. It's definitely under 160.
Yeah, because they're good. Both teams good defensively. I'm gonna put that in.
Man, I'll go 120 tops.
I ain't gonna go that far, but
I'm telling you, it'll go 120.
I don't know. I just feel like I told people before when I said in the second half, I said when I tweeted on Friday, I said Friday night, I said, yo. I said if these role players in Iowa go off, this game is over. And as soon as I said that, that's when Stokey, Gabby Marshall,
Oh yeah,
Quinn.
she started hitting. Yes, Gabby Marshall started hitting some shots. I was like, get out of here.
And it was like, oh, ball game. Like soon as I was like, as soon as they start hitting three strokes some, it's a wrap. Hey, Kate Marshall, please stop smoking layups. Please stop doing
Ha! Leave
that.
that girl alone.
Call her Smokey Robinson. All them layups she missed. She be missing like three much. She missed blatant layups though, which is crazy.
Yeah, she did miss some blatant layups. I ain't gonna BS that.
Jesus Christ, I mean, you could have made that shit with your hand, with blindfolded because you were so wide open.
Hey, you wild for that one.
Am I lying? The one layup, she was under the basket. Nobody there. Smokes it. I'm like, oh yeah, you gotta get out of the game, coach. Because this is getting ridiculous now.
I don't know if you've been out in the streets of Philly, but you got an event in the streets of Philly, WrestleMania weekend. How's it been? Have you been out just to see?
Actually was. I went to Friday with a little networking drone. Saturday it was a little wine event and I was downtown. It was cool. I didn't bro, I saw, I was like, damn, I ain't know WrestleMania was out here. I mean, I stopped wrestling when I found out it was fake. I was heartbroken as a kid.
Hey, I would say pick it up because Vince McMahon is not doing the storylines no more. Triple H is. It's a lot better.
Boy.
Hey, Vince out of there. He did some stuff that whoo. They talk about no Diddy, no Vince. Good Lord.
It's McMahon, man. One of a kind, brother.
One
One of a
account, but you should watch it. The storylines are better. It's a lot more. I don't want to say, as we know, wrestling is scripted. And I know people say it's fake. Yeah, it's fake in the outcome, but the bumps and stuff and athletic ability, you got to have to do that stuff night in, night out. That's where it's at. But the storylines, the stories are better.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to Netflix too next in December. So they're going to be cursing a lot more.
Love to see it.
But I'm glad you took it, Bounce. But let's talk about the major NFL trade that happened this week.
Stephon Diggs, Houston Texans. I just like to firmly say I'm about to switch my my team favorite team.
Wait, you turning in your Cowboys card?
They got my man CJ Stroud some weapons.
Ooh,
Joe
they do.
Mixon,
Hey.
Stephon Diggs this offseason, them boys is working over there. And there's a black coach over there, my man D'Amico Ryans.
Former Philadelphia Eagle.
Gosh, Michael Yeldon is in for that, but I might have to do it. I might have to do it because
Hey, man.
Jerry Jones has been on one all summer.
We'll talk
All
about, you know what? We'll get into the Cowboys in just a second because there's some rumors going around about your team, especially with your star player on defense.
Parsons.
Yeah, there have been some rumors going around, but. With the Texans and Diggs, I think Diggs give them that star wide receiver, And they wiped out the rest of his 3 years, so he's a free agent. Hey, it might work out for you because he wants to play with his brother. He wants to go to Dallas.
Don't know why. I don't
He
know
just wants to play with
why.
his brother. That's a brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know why he want to play with his brother, but I don't know why he want to come to Dallas. I mean, obviously outside of his brother, but it's like, yeah, we are terrible.
But I will say this, I'm happy for the Texans organization, living in Houston, to see what they went through in the quick turnaround after the Deshaun situation and how much better off they are. Hey, they looking good and they don't have to pay CJ. Like they could pay CJ, but it doesn't kick in until after his fifth year option. So they might as well give my man CJ a deal.
It's getting crazy now, man.
Because technically it don't kick in until after his fifth year, so he'll be good. He'll still have to play out his rookie and the deal don't kick in. But I feel like it's going to be interesting. Now, the key aspect of this, I'm not looking at Stephon and I'm not looking at Collins. Tank Dell is going to have to be
Oh, I keep
the Swiss Army
thinking
knife.
about him. Yo, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Dalton Schultz,
Yeah.
and Joe Mixon. It's like a
You know,
man.
it's deadly, but I'm talking about Tank. Without like Tank Dell's gonna have to be that Swiss Army knife. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like we need him in the slot. Like he we need him moving around, play outside, play in the backfield. He gonna be that guy. I think that's gonna be the guy that benefits the most out of it. Cause now you can move this guy all over the field. And people are gonna have to, cause people are gonna be concentrating. Well, we can't let Stephon get one on one. Shit, we can barely. Nico's a big body, so we gotta be aware of, like who gonna be our big body that's gonna guard Nico, any fast. So, and you're playing slot inside receivers against technically Tank Dell, who burns those guys.
Yeah, it's gonna get
And
real.
then you can't put Aiden in the box. We got a running back, Joe Mixon. And I'm saying we, as in like I'm Texans. Well, I am rooting for the Texans because it's Houston. I'll be happy for that. Still Eagles fan, don't get it twisted. But I'll be happy for Houston. Now the key thing is their defense. With Will Anderson, like you got D'Amico putting them in the right places. But I think they need a good middle linebacker. Like I think that's what's missing. Their secondary is good, but they're missing that middle linebacker. I don't know who it could be, but they're missing that middle linebacker.
What are you talking about for the Texans?
Yeah, they need a middle line. I know they got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson on the line, technically on either side, killing.
Box.
But
They was beating the box.
I think their biggest weakness is going to be in the middle of the field. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you would know a lot about that, wouldn't
Yeah, shut up.
you?
Different this year. Yeah, y'all would know about it too. Y'all ain't do too good in the middle of the field either.
the first time in many years we had bad linebackers.
That's because y'all should have kept Michael Parsons that linebacker instead of putting him on D line.
I don't really like his coverage here. I like him. I like we need that dog on the line because what's his name?
Lawrence.
Yeah, he pick and choose when he want to play.
Shoot. It seems like the Cowboys defense pick and choose when they want to play.
Interesting.
Same with y'all
How'd you
offense.
guys do last year? You know, I'm just trying to check in for a friend.
Hey, we did the same thing y'all did. Guess what? We did the same thing y'all did. Got out the first round and was in Key West.
Good place to go
But the
for.
only difference was we knew what was going to happen. Y'all didn't.
Well, I
Y'all
knew what
are
would
the
happen.
first team. I'm
I didn't
always
know what
going
would happen
to
that early, though.
y'all are the first team to lose to a seventh seed. Talking all that shit. Y'all
I don't recall.
first
What'd you
team to
say?
lose to a seventh seed.
I don't know what you're talking about here. What'd you say?
Yeah, the first team. Y'all lost to, and then y'all lost to the Green Bay Packers with no Aaron Rodgers. Now Love is there torching y'all boys.
Especially they got our numbers because it's like, bro, we haven't. I don't think we beat them yet, and it's getting
I don't
ridiculous.
know what y'all did to LaFleur, but y'all must have pissed him off because like it seems like yo, they do not like y'all.
Yo, the fact that I don't know. See, this is what I'm talking about with Jerry Jones. Like you got a prime running back, J.K. Dobbins was a dog. He just keep getting injured. You can get him for the very low. Like I would say at maybe $1 million, do a 1 year, $1 million deal. Cause you go hit him with the this or add some incentives to it, like just to prove a year, like we see you can't stay healthy. If you stay healthy for such and such amount of games, you get a bonus or something. But it's like you can have a running back that I think is better than Tony Pollard when healthy by far. Tony went over to Tennessee.
It sounds like Ohio State bias, though, but
It is. But I mean, even if he was if he was an awesome running back, he was a dog. Everybody know that.
yeah.
He just got injured over there.
And
So,
you didn't want to sign Derrick Henry.
yo, they said they didn't even make him an offer. That is insane to me.
I know.
That's why I might have to leave this team because that don't make no sense. Like, you don't
Y'all
even make an offer.
didn't re-sign Gilly like Stephon Gilmore back.
Oh, I mean, I understand that one. You got Diggs coming back. Bland show what he can do. Had a
Yeah,
run.
I get that, but I with the way the NFL is, you need three corners. You definitely need three corners in this day. And having three legit threats at corner, yo, y'all team could have
I mean,
turned.
we're not totally closed off. He ain't get signed by nobody yet, so he's still out there.
Man, y'all team could literally be make teams one dimensional and be like, hey, we gotta run.
We need a linebacker. That's what we weren't to worry about.
That's why y'all should have put Michael Parsons back in linebacker.
Never had to
Like, he
get
could
that
be
edge rusher.
playing linebacker, everything. Move his ass around.
You
But
would think.
speaking of Michael Parsons, he's about to be on his way out of Dallas because apparently some rumors have it that he has worn thin with some of the staff there, and they would be happy to see him gone. What do you got to say about that?
I think we should fire the staff because who cares what they think? He's got. Are we talking about people like personnel or coaches? What are we talking?
We talking about, they just said, I think it's more personnel and coach. I think personnel and coaches.
Hey man, hey, look here, man. You know how they say some player need to shut up, dribble agent, just shut up and do their work because nobody cares what y'all think. Just do your job.
Listen, if y'all get rid of Michael Parsons, he can come home. He'll Philadelphia, you know, he'll Pennsylvania boy.
Oh,
He can come on home.
bro, my whole baseball team is in. When did Spencer Strider get injured? Yo, what the hell is going on? I don't want to drop my man Clayton Kershaw, but I might have to.
Picked up Clayton Kershaw. Good thing
Yeah,
you got him before the playoffs.
but it's like I got the outfielder from Cincinnati, TJ Friedl. He's on IL for the 15 days. Hopefully, he comes back soon. Then this guy that's supposed to be not active, Jordan Lawler. Yeah, I might have to drop him because he's about to be out of here.
Sounds like you in the hole.
Ha.
Nah, but I feel like, I feel like Jerry ain't, did not do well. So y'all must got something cooking for the draft. Like, y'all must be trying to move up. I don't know how, but I don't know
We're
who
gonna
y'all
get
trying.
this that was better than Derrick Henry. Like, I was so confused by that move.
Unless y'all get the running back out of Michigan. But he late rounders.
I don't want any of those Michigan players on our team. Last time we drafted some Michigan players, Taco Charlton didn't work out for us.
Oof.
Yeah.
What about Aziz?
I don't want any Michigan players on our team. They never pan out well for us.
Oof. It's okay. You can either be a Houston Texans or you can join the
Not doing that.
Philadelphia
I'm not
Eagles.
throwing a second one, I'll tell you that.
You join them Eagles, dog. You live in Philly, you might as well go with the squad.
I'm about to be a Houston Texans fan. I'm gonna keep it in Texas.
Fly, Eagles, fly on our way to victory. Fight, 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 fly, Eagles, fly.
I think my ears are screaming right now.
Y'all just mad because y'all still. You know what? Let me get off the Cowboys. But here's a funny thing. This is how bad the Cowboys are. The mayor of Dallas has offered, after the people of Kansas City, Missouri, have rejected the tax proposal for new changes to Arrowhead Stadium. The mayor of Dallas threw his hat in and said, "Hey, we would love to have the Kansas City Chiefs move down to Dallas and be the second team." What are your thoughts on that?
I think you should shut the hell up, because he's an idiot.
I'm just going to let you know that mayor probably got impeached for,
I'm
because
sure they
Jerry
do.
probably put some drugs and strippers in his office.
That'd be sensational. But yeah, man, that guy's just downright just a dipshit. So,
Damn.
my fault looking at this baseball team. But no, I mean, I get what he's saying because we haven't saw a championship or it's 96. I've probably never seen one again
You
with
and the
Jerry Jones
Niners.
still as an owner because he's the reason why he's the reason why we had great success in the 90s and he's the reason why we have no success now.
You and
He's
the Niners are in the
not
same
no
boat.
oh, I see my boy Ayuk about to be on the trade block.
See, y'all not getting him.
I know. But as
He going,
96.
hey, he going to Jacksonville. He really want to go to Jacksonville or Pittsburgh. I ain't gonna lie, Pittsburgh sound like the move.
Yeah, Pittsburgh would be definitely a good move for my guy. What's his name? My phone trying to set my roster. Mike Tomlin over there, and you got
I ain't
Justin
gonna lie. He go to
Russell.
Pittsburgh. If I'm Aaron Donald and I live in Pittsburgh, this might be one of them times to be like, "Hey, I'm coming out of retirement. F this, dog." Him and Casey Hayward on the line would be nuts.
Yeah, it would, but I think he's going to be retired. I don't think he'd come back.
He just don't want to do training camp. Let that man sit.
Facts.
Like, real talk. Let that man sit. He don't want to do training camp. I'm gonna be real honest.
I love that for him. said, "Man, he said, man, y'all know the work I put in. Y'all know what I do. Why are we doing this? Why are we wasting our
Look,
time here?"
if anybody watch Hard Knocks, you already know how training camp is. That shit look brutal.
Shout out to my
Especially
boy
depending on where you are.
Yamamoto. You hear me?
Huh?
So shout out to my boy Yamamoto from the Dodgers. He's out there pitching. He was pitching a clinic the other day.
Oh man, I hate the Dodgers so much.
Wow, that's crazy.
I hate them so much.
What they do to you, buddy?
They're the West Coast Yankees, that's why.
Ah, interesting.
They buy all that and then end up mediocre in the
I don't know if they ain't gonna do that this year. They looking at halfway decent. Let me get
Yo, Otani, yo, keep betting on games, dog.
He's not pitching this year, right?
Oh no, nah, he taking a year off because he remember he tore Tommy John. He can
He has
still
both.
bat. And that's the wild thing. See,
Right.
that's the worst. See, I bet you they would, man.
Yeah, can you
If
imagine
they
him pitching
didn't
next year?
make it DH for both leagues, like you had to have a DH, bro, Otani would have been chilling.
Yeah, he's a beast, man. I love that kid. It's a monster.
Doug, he gonna be pitching. Me personally, I don't think, like, honestly tell you, I think he should stop pitching. Shit, he don't need to pitch.
Shit, I need him to keep pitching.
Shit, even though he's a dog at pitching, which is crazy.
Legend, man. Sad we've seen a player like him since Babe Ruth.
Yeah, he really liked that. So that's gonna be interesting. What are your thoughts on Rashee Rice in this whole situation with the car accident too? It seems like every time Pat gets a young upcoming receiver, they do some dumb stuff to just be like, hey, they're gonna be out for the season.
Yeah, he's a bona fide idiot. You're hit and run car accident.
He had
At
10.8
this point,
grams.
you gotta have people in your camp. That's the guy. Somebody in your camp gotta have light bulbs in their brain cells. Because
And
somebody gotta
he had
stay on
10.8 grams of weed, and that's a felony charge. That's a felony charge in Texas.
we can get over that. It's just the hit and
No,
run that's
you got to do jail time.
I know, but you can pull some strings where he get house arrest or something.
House arrest, shit. He can't leave the state now. He only can play in Kansas
I
City.
mean, no, they probably do some stuff like they do house arrest or he do like jail, like after this, like now or something. Then when the season come, he go out and then he come back after the season. They probably could work something out like that. But the hit and run, it's like,
Bro, he
bro.
almost killed. Bro, to walk out your car on the highway and act like nothing happened is a wild. It's like that's
This
crazy
will
work.
happen when you're high.
That's crazy work. And he came from party. That's like real crazy work. Like real talk.
Again, so you gotta have people in your camp that got light bulbs in their brain cell. Because first of all, he should have been driving. Somebody in his camp should have been doing the driving. Like, I'll drive you around.
Bro, he should have took a Uber.
That or that. I mean, either one can't go wrong with either one. But it's just like, who's in your camp that's like protecting yourself from yourself?
Like, it's crazy. Like, and my whole thing is just crazy. Like, what's he doing and everything that's going on?
I mean, you're young and dumb, man. I can't stop
Like,
myself like that
what
when you're playing. It's
teams need
like
to start, you know what teams need to start doing?
vetting these players and seeing who in any circle.
No, that, and also just be like, hey, from now on, none of y'all motherfuckers driving. We'll pay for Uber service. Nah, y'all need Uber service. And I know it costs money, but you got to think about your investment. As a team owner, GM, and everything, you are technically investing in these players. So if you want your investment to go down well, I'm looking at Uber like, hey, what can we do to do a partnership? I'm looking at corporate. What can we do to partnership so that way our players can get home safely and they're not driving?
Yeah, bro, that would be a crazy sponsorship. The NFL, or matter of fact, not even just NFL, all leagues, professional leagues would do. Uber, Lyft, we thought of it. Well, Bobby thought of it first. Get him in the pay deal.
Yeah, be like, hey, if anything, like if you're going out, you gotta have an Uber. You get the Uber driver.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, it's like certain stuff, like you shouldn't even.
And Uber has to do extension background check because you know what'll happen. Their homeboys be like, oh, I'm an Uber driver. I could take you. No. Can't have your homeboys and none of that doing that.
Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. I just feel like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, definitely a star player. Even like the young players definitely have it as well. Cause it's like, you know, when you're young, you're more prone to do stupid things, especially early on in your career. And as we saw with the Henry Ruggs situation,
That was
I
crazy.
that's when NFL should have been like, really just like you said, with having to deal with, you know, if you're going out, have an Uber or a driver, because, you know, it's a brand, and the players, these players keep forgetting they're a brand of their own. And when you do something stupid,
Exactly.
you affect your brand, you affect the NFL. It's like, oh, they just keep bringing these negligent players in. It just puts a bad, what's the thing I'm looking at in class, like a PR, it just puts the NFL or just some of these pro players in negative light. Because people are like, oh, they're just idiots. They don't know what to do. There's people that can play sports and they have no brain cells and just go out there and get injured, and not go out there, go out there and do dumb stuff and kill people or injure people for just being negligent. And
Dude.
like R Roger Goodell got to put his foot down.
Hey, you are absolutely right. I agree. I think it starts with Roger. You got to put your foot down and be like, hey, we need to do a sponsorship with Uber, Lyft, whatever. Don't care. To protect our to protect these players and protect our investment.
Yeah, because it's like, man, y'all keep being players, like you don't want to keep playing high end
And these are up and coming players. Like Henry Ruggs was supposed to be the guy.
Yeah, then he just messed around and got fucked up and then did some dumb shit. So
What's it called? Here's the thing too. A lot of these guys are buying F1, Formula One, like these fast cars. You don't need that car. I don't see why. You don't need that car.
gotta flex, man. You know how it is with these
Yeah, you
young
gotta
people.
flex. I
Not
get
even
that.
young people, just like in general. But it's like
You don't need that car. You didn't even get paid yet.
again, they got again, I keep telling you, man, they got people in their circle that got like light bulbs and their brain cells. Because
But that's the
the
thing. Here's
financial advisor hit up them Earn Your Leisure guys or something, because like y'all be doing like they just be
but
buying.
here's the problem too, because I think I was watching Gil's Arena one day, and this goes back to this. For us as black men, we come from a situation where we don't have that in our circle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
That
why you
guidance
guys are. They
eventually.
got NFL got to start linking up dealers,
Yeah.
financial advisors that look like us, not the and partner like Earn Your Leisure. Like, I know they've been talking on the podcast, they talk about how they've been doing like more stuff for the NFL Player Association and stuff like that. And I feel like you need to have that. And, like, look and find more black and women financial advisors that can help these athletes properly plan for their financial future. No, do not go buy. Your family, I mean, obviously, you want to buy your mom a house. Don't buy that shit on the first contract. Do that shit on the second one.
Do it on the second one. If anything, I'm not gonna lie, like it's just like that whole argument with like, let's say we won the lottery, right? I'm just cleaning out family debt. Like, I think that's the best way to go about it. Because
I'm
then if
not.
that
That nigga's done. Stay there. Not mine.
nah, the only reason I say I clean no, it's only certain people. I'm not cleaning out everybody in the family debt.
Oh, okay.
I'm cleaning out debt in the sense of like, yo. Close related. If I clean out your debt, don't ask me for no more money because now it's on you.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's definitely a major key.
Yeah, if you clear out the debt, now you got money to play with now. Now let's think about what you're going to do with this. Now your paychecks, you just gaining money. You just paying simple bills. Yeah, you still paying your house, your car, and all that. But now it's like you're gaining a lot more money.
No, that's real.
But
All right.
man,
You
I
got any?
agree. But there definitely needs to be some type of state, some type of leadership. I get they at the at, when new players come in at the draft they talk, but I think it needs to be more than that. I think it needs to be one at every team, like constantly somebody talking to these young players on each and every team. And I'm not talking about the players. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these vets ain't good influences, okay?
Oh no, no question. Some of the dudes, some of the old heads is bona fide idiots. But
Yeah.
and then you gotta do what you gotta do. But you got any sports betting locks for today? I'll
You
be.
know I can't get bet, but I
Oh,
got
I forgot. My
you know
bad.
I can't bet, but the lock disclaimer again, I am an NBA employee. I cannot bet on any type of games or any type of things. Okay. So like if there's a lock, I would say I'm just gonna say I got Carolina winning. Simple as that.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Yeah, I'm gonna read my joints off. I got the under 160 and a half. It's a no-brainer for me. They are not, they're two great defensive teams. I don't think the game's getting over. It's last year, last time they played, it was what, 77-73 last year, with Iowa winning by four. I see it in reverse. I did say South Carolina won it by 10. But it's kind of just talking because it's Big Dawn, but I know for sure they win it by five. That spread is a little shaky, but depending on how the role players for Iowa play today, and depending on do the bigs for Iowa get in foul trouble guarding Cardoza. If Cardoza just takes her time, posts up, and closes up smoothly and goes for the layup, because sometimes she rushes her shot a little bit, she does that, those bigs are going to be in trouble. They're going to be fouling the hell out of her. Because Stokey can't guard her. Kate Marshall definitely can't guard her. And you know, Iowa's big man, big girls are going to be grassing for straws trying to stop Cardoza in the paint. Michaela has to go off early when she comes in the game, be ready to shoot, and go off. I feel like she's gotten better. Her come off the bench, I feel like made her play with that chip on her shoulder, come out there like a beast. Raven Johnson, sophomore, you know, just keep facilitating like you did, like you've been doing for the past 2 years. She's getting more confident shooting that three ball too, which they desperately need. That was the one issue they had last year with Iowa. They didn't have any shooters. This year they've shooting much better. I feel like they went down on the top early on the defense and losing to Leah Boston, but that's a big hole to fill. I feel like Watkins has done okay, but you can never really truly place a Leah Boston. And then my other one, I did a YOLO one. I did Clippers money line, Mavericks money line against the Houston Rockets, no brainer. I'm sorry, Bobby. Phoenix Suns money line
Don't
Orlando.
disrespect us like that. I
Oh,
ain't gonna lie
it's
though.
not disrespect. Y'all just gonna lose to the Dallas Mavericks.
I ain't gonna lie. If Luka's hitting that last Sunday on Easter Sunday, man, they talk, man, he hit a shot. I'm sorry. He hit a shot on Jabari Smith. He stepped back, got a pump fake, down last seconds of the shot clock, went up and under and did a long underhand two and made that joint. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, we lost this game. It sucked. It sucked. I'm sorry. That will ever for live in my image. Like, good Lord, Luka's really that guy.
What? Hey man. Oh, that's my other one. I got the Magic money line against the Bulls. I'll take the Sixers money line against
Mr. Embiid's back.
it's indeedy against the Spurs. But yeah, man, that's all I had, man. It's gonna be a good game today. I hope everybody enjoys the game. Continue to support women's sports. For all you sexes out there, stop hating. They had what 14 million views for that Iowa.
Better than the men's tournament.
It definitely is because it's been nothing but blowouts for the big teams. The good
Shout out
teams.
to UConn. They about to win that joint.
Another blowout for them, man. Shout out to my man Darren Hurley, man. Great coach.
Like
I feel like
UConn.
I feel like they and I'm going to tell you this right here. I feel like they blow out Purdue tomorrow. I like the big boy, the sophomore Ryan from Connecticut. I feel like
Bro.
he will give Edie big issues tomorrow because
They're
Edie.
gonna pull Edie out the paint and he's gonna have to guard.
Oh yeah, that too. But here's the other thing: Edie really hasn't been playing against anybody in the Big Ten or in this tournament that where the big is going to challenge him. I feel like Ryan could jump off the gym. Edie is not really a jumper for me. He's just big and he just get up there and get it. I feel like Ryan gonna be sending his shit into the stands and he could get rattled.
Somebody was saying Edie's gonna be a good player in the NBA. I was like, bro, he too slow.
He'll be okay. I feel like he'll be a solid double double guy. He's not gonna be a 20 and 10. I feel like he'll be a 15.
He'll
You know what he
go.
remind me of? He
Hey,
reminds
he
he
going
reminds
late
me of
first
Boozer.
round, early second round pick.
I feel
Late
like
first.
he he
Late
go
late
he
first
gonna
round.
go, I think he go one.
Well, number one overall.
He's 7'3", bro. And I mean, you could. I think
What's
he's
the
definitely.
difference between him and Chet? And like
Oh yeah,
Chet.
Chet was gonna shoot a little bit too, but
Oh, Chet was more
like
mobile.
he has a high upside if.
Edie
If
is
he can
slow.
stay healthy, yeah, you gotta definitely gotta get quicker.
He
And I
is
think
slow.
the
He can't stand in the paint. Dog, he gonna be like Rudy Gobert.
no. He's definitely more polished than Rudy Gobert. But
No, I'm talking about on the perimeter on the defense. Team's gonna put his ass on that island. Gonna be like, oh yeah, we're gonna cook your ass.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I just feel like I definitely think, you know, team's going to he definitely goes early. I don't damn sure in the second round, but
Man, I said he late first rounder, early second round.
that's
It's giving
insane.
me Luka Garza vibes.
I
Just
ain't gonna
being.
lie though. If he'd fall, I wouldn't have a problem with the Sixers taking him.
Give me Luka and Drew Timmy vibes, whatever his name, with the headband.
I don't disrespect the legend Timmy like that.
Duh, I'm not high. I'm not high. Like, I'm not high on this, man. And how
Yeah.
many years he stayed in college?
Think with three.
I think he stayed four. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. He's definitely late first round.
I don't know, man. I just haven't really seen anybody that's in this class. I mean, I thought he would go first, but I guess not. But
Duh.
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait,
If he falls,
Bronny's in this class. Bronny apparently entered the draft now.
second rounder. I hate to say it. I love Bryant.
Hey, it's gonna be funny when the Spurs get him. I really think that's about to happen.
Whoever, stay tuned. Wherever team he goes to is where Bron's gonna retire at. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah, the Spurs. LeBron's gonna be a San Antonio Spur with Pop, Wemby, and Bronny.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers try to get him though. But I ain't gonna lie though. Sixers, if Sixers drop down and Edie and fall
How
down,
the
I would
Lakers
like
gonna
that
get
as the
them and
next
they
second.
got no picks?
I'm talking about that second round.
They barely got that. Shoot.
They'll find a way to move up.
I'm
They know.
telling you, he gonna be a late first rounder. And the only reason I said that, because somebody going to be reaching hard. Somebody is gonna reach.
They were like, if we do this, we get Bron to our team. What if the Celtics went and got him?
I'll cry laughing. This shit.
I'd have been like, oh boy.
Guess where you going, Bron Bron? Nah, you know it'd be funny if who else would have got him? The Magic, because you know how he said he don't never want to go back to Disney World
Oh my God.
or Orlando. Hey, welcome to Disney World. Back in the bubble.
I know he'd be pissed.
Nah, he'll try to Eli that yo trade. That'll Bron. I mean, Bronny can still go back to school.
Yeah, but I don't think it was going. Remember they said he went to the portal or something. I'm like, I know you're not going to the portal.
Oh, he going to Duke or Ohio State. That's where Bronny going, Duke or Ohio State.
Crazy work. Well, yeah, man, appreciate you coming out.
Yep. This is a good little show. Good little podcast we got going on.
Definitely.
All right. All right, cuz. I'll see you later.
Peace.
Peace.